Destructively Mine by Krista Ritchie and Becca Ritchie. Read for you by Carly Robbins and Aaron Shedlock. Believe nothing you hear, and only half of what you see. Edgar Allan Poe. Prologue. Phoebe. 8 years ago, the Rip Deal, Malibu, California. I stare wide-eyed at a pink, a black, and a bright neon green bikini splayed on the king-sized bed. A bed that I've called mine for 4 whopping whole days. Why is this so hard for you? I mutter to myself. It's an outfit, not a math problem. Get your shit together. Don't talk to yourself out loud, bug. It's a bad tell. Keep that up here. I hear my mom's tip and imagine her tapping her temple with a wink. These 4 walls don't need to know I'm an anxious, nervous mess, lest I slip up in front of the things that do matter. The 4-poster bed, the joke falls flat in my head, and I let out an audible, wheezy laugh. Am I really this pathetic? No, I'm adept, savvy, confident. I won't slip up in front of any mark, not for this job. Seduce a self-absorbed, self-proclaimed rich kid from Malibu. In the ever-moving career of swindling the rich and handsy assholes of the world, I've been granted a new project. Haley's mom and my mom are trusting I can knock the pants off Kellen Fields while they handle more complicated threads to the larger Rip Deal, which involves screwing his father out of $500,000 via an under-the-table cash deal and sleight of hand. I know I have one of the easier roles. It shouldn't be that hard. I'm 16. This really isn't my first rodeo. I've batted my lashes at boarding school boys, and they've fallen for every trick in the temptress handbook. I've made out with an older guy in his Lambo, too, even if the actual act of being lip-locked with him is hazy in my head. I can't remember what I did. My short time here in Malibu has been going okay. Day one, I accidentally bumped into Kellen on the pier. Day two, I went on the most boring coffee date where he name-dropped A-listers and spent a solid hour listing off the specs of his Ferrari and yammering on about his father's yacht. It had been fine, until the end of the date, when we kissed. And he reacted strange. It caught me off guard. He thinks I'm 18, like him, and I'm afraid my mere persona screamed adolescent at some point. This con can't unravel because of me. Now he's invited me to a beach bonfire with his friends, and I'd like to open the sliding glass doors to my new bedroom, step onto the porch, fling all 3 bikinis at the million-dollar ocean view, and hope the wind carries them into the Pacific. Then my decision would be made for me. I could just go naked. Problem solved. The fact that I'm a second from Googling whether this is a nude beach means I've really lost it. A knock sounds before my door creaks open. A second opinion. Thank God. I exhale. Haley, I say without turning. I need your help. Please, please rank these from classy slut to trashy slut. I can't figure out what I should be wearing tonight. I pick up the black bikini with the low-cut top and G-string bottoms and whirl around to... my face flames. Not Haley. So much for keeping my inner thoughts to myself. Rocky raises his brows. Not Haley. My entire body roasts on a spit at being caught in a distraught state about an absurdly dumb thing like clothes in front of my best friend's older brother. After shutting the door, he strides farther into my room. My heart flip-flops as the space between us